It's time to talk some Blues hockey. Welcome to the Blues NHL podcast, hosted by former Blues defenseman Jamie Rivers and former Blues enforcer Darren Kimball.
And we got a problem in front of the Hawk bench. Kimball pulling at Roenick. Here's Kimball swinging at Roenick wildly, and the linesman trying to get in between them.
Look at Radek. He dropped the gloves with Rivers. The referee or the linesman should jump in here. You can't let a guy like Rivers continue to throw punches.
Federico stolen from Reinhart. Breaking in to Hunter. Hunter shooting. Rebound. Recognizer scores!
Here comes Chevalier. He'll be thrown out of the game. Curtis Joseph grabs Chevalier, and the two goalies go at it. Head to head. And Joseph with three great rights.
To Turgeon, Hall looking for 500. He shoots. He scores! Brett Hall, number 500.
Tarasenko in the clear. He scores.
And now, here's your off-ice official, Jim Cromer.
Hello, Blues fans. Welcome to a Thursday morning edition of your Blues NHL podcast. I'm your off-ice official, Jim Cromer. Let me welcome into the studio our wonderful friend, Darren Kimball, former Blues enforcer and proud parent of a homecoming lady this week, because he's let me know more than once how it's taken up a tremendous amount of his time.
I'll tell you, this homecoming stuff, Cromes, is, we didn't in Canada. I never did this. Well, I never went to school, but it takes up a lot of time. You got dresses going on, and, my wife has done an exceptional job, and... But it just goes on and on and on.
Well, I had to bring it up because, you know, people, you get that stigma, you know, big tough guy, you know, your kid plays hockey, you're out there coaching, you're doing all this stuff. But deep down, you got to take care of your daughter, right?
I know. You know what? And I want to be there because I spend so much time with my boy because I'm up hockey, like you said. But, you know, when you're going through the process and it's just you get out of work, you're going here, you're doing this, you got to do this, and then you get that. Well, it only happens once in a lifetime, so then I go through that fucking nonsense. It's worth it. It was she had a play last night, and she was in, and she.
So now she a junior or senior?
She's a senior.
This is it, huh?
And then they did homecoming court right after it. So they, you know, she did the play, and then she had to go back and get the new dress or gown or however you want to say it put on, and they come out and they name the king and the queen and all
she
that.
She tear dress. Up a little bit.
No.
No tears?
No tears on this one. So it was a good evening. Good evening.
Is she going to go away to school?
I'm hoping.
You want her to go out and experience some stuff?
I want her. But yeah, well, she's a smart kid. And so
that'll be a rough one, though, won't it? That's when it'll be tough.
There will be tears on that one.
I just want to make sure you're a crier. That's all, you know. The fans will hear that.
There will be that.
Speaking of crying, the banner goes up last night. I was surprised at the amount of emotion people were talking about. They felt a lot of people talking about tearing up. Saw, I know it's not hockey related, but saw a great post. If you're not familiar, if you're like, here goes, you know, we're going to talk about baseball again. Pete Alonso, the rookie from the Mets. Did you see that? He broke the record and is out at his position the next half inning. He's crying.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a great story. A lot of people told him he'd never make it, and he's not going to, you know, all this kind of stuff, and he can't do this, can't do that, and here he does it. I'm sure that's what's going through his mind. Same thing, right? Like, can you even imagine, like, what the players are thinking? I mean, we're talking about the fans first. Let's talk about the fan. You're a fan now, right? Like, I mean, you played, you love the game, you still bleed blue, all that kind of stuff. But as a fan, is it emotional? For you?
I think, not for me, it's, I come from a different spot, so I played the game and I'm a fan, yes, but it, for the ones that probably would have to take it the hardest, or not hardest, with joy, I'm talking here now, and seeing the banner go up, or we'd be the ones, like when the Plagers went up and they reunited the Plager jerseys up there.
Sure, you know, sure.
Because that's the ones that've been fighting this for a long time,
sure.
And so they've been bleeding blue for a long, long period of time. So, you know, you got the new generation coming along with the new play and the new game and all this, and the new fans that are coming into this. But I'm sure the ones that have been around the game for a long time, I have to have a feeling that there's probably a lot of shit built up inside you. You know, there's some good teams that didn't go far,
right.
And some good teams that had some heartbreak. You know, the Yzerman shot and all that. So finally, you're on top of the world. You've gone through the parade, you've had all these parties going on, and You know, the Blues, you know, they eventually get around to sharing this cup with a lot of people. You know, sure. They've been just doing it here lately. You see Holly and that there and other guys that are out with the cup. And so it's just, I think the older fan, though, the ones that have been there since the, you know, back in the day when the Plaguers were here, and they've waited a long friggin' time. So I think those ones, I can understand that.
And I like the share thing you said, because it's continued now with the rings. I think I said on the last show, and my buddy Steve Flowers on the card said, we think we're the only two people in St. Louis that have not had their picture taken with the cup. I think now I'm going to go and say, I think I'm the only person in St. Louis who hasn't had a picture taken with Brett Hull's Stanley Cup ring. Everybody I know sat in front of him or sat behind him or sat next to him at a restaurant or saw him somewhere, and they got pictures with his. So it continues, which is an unbelievable testament to the whole thing. And I think that's some of the emotion too. There's that connection. So then now let's move to the ice. The players, you know. Well,
before you go there, though, I tell you what. I want just a little quick thing, because so I coach this young Mr. Chapman, and
Chappie's kid. Okay,
so Steve Chapman, who's you know, he's a big wig over at with the Blues on the
is he vice president, is that
on
what he
the
is?
Marketing side and stuff and everything like that. So he got his ring and and his wife, she got the pendant there that they had blood and. But yeah, so we had a game the other night, and he brought it out. And I'm not one of these guys, Cromes. I've never touched the Stanley Cup. I've been beside it. You know, when Eddie Belfour won it, I went out to see it with him, and I've never touched it. I didn't touch it this time when I went and seen it 3 months ago. It's the only time I saw it too. The only party I went to. But I went there. But this, so I've always been fascinated by the rings and that. And you know, you see them.
Yeah.
And this thing, so he had it there, and I grabbed it, and I was looking at it and to see what it was on it and all that stuff. And you know, it's monstrous, and
oh my god,
and
that's not a ring. I don't. Well, you can call it. Yeah. We need another name for it.
You got to start working out to wear the damn thing, because it's a. You know, there's a. You need to lift some weights if you're going to put that on. But the good thing about it was when I looked at it, and I'm looking and talking to Chappie, and God, it he was part of it, and he's not even. He's part of the organization, and what he almost had a tear in his eye because he was so overwhelmed that they give him a ring, because you know how they give this thing and. You know, that was interesting to me, and I was listening to people on, you know, I listen to radio shows and that when I go in the morning and that, and they were talking about this. One guy was saying it's probably one of the finest rings they've seen in for the Stanley Cup thing. You know, it was put together pretty nice with all the, you know, the tributes to everybody on there and the scores and the names. So it was just, if you get a chance to see that or hold that ring, it's quite a treasure.
Stillman's hit quite a few home runs here.
Yeah,
I think we would all agree.
I think so.
But you brought up the tributes. Before we do that, let's get back to the guys. Well, no, let's go with the tributes first, because let's talk about it. It's made its way around, rightfully so. A couple different things. Let's start the Layla getting a ring.
Mm-hmm.
Your thoughts?
I think that's exceptional. It's just the story, and people, you know, it brings awareness. And there's some guys like Steen was in the thing there, and you get guys that go visit at the hospitals. You know, there's a lot of hockey players do this.
And it happens a lot more than we see. I mean, we do see more now on social media, but it happens even more than
that. And that's what's good about it. These guys are humble enough. They don't need to be paraded around and say, well, you know, I'm going to do this. They show up, they do this, and it's the right thing to do. And there was a story, and you know, we lived the story with her. She was at she was at the final game. They flew her out to the final game. She was at games, and they, you know, so like you said, though, Stillman has done, he's everything he's touching right now is just boom. It's doing it right. You know, going to where you talked about parading this cup around. It's they take it around to the rinks, and there's people that I sit there and I go to the rink, and someone for Twin Bridges says, my kid got a pitcher with a cup.
Yeah.
So they're taking the cup to places where these kids can see what it's about. And that's the good thing about it is people get to see it, and the kids don't really understand it. You know, I didn't understand what the damn cup was when I was a young kid, but when they get to see this thing, and then the story can be told about how the Blues went through it, or how and then you get into hockey and you start listening to the history of hockey and these guys that won the cup. It gets people involved, and I think you're going to see an upshoot in with the Blues did here. There'll be an upshoot with kids signing up for hockey now, because it's just, once it's a sport, once you get to it, it's people fall in love with it. But the Blues are doing the right thing, man. They're letting people see this thing, and that's quite a tribute to Mr. Stillman and the Blues organization.
The players on the ice. Now, lastly, hang on. I keep going back. I keep thinking of everything else. The Gloria thing. We've talked about it. one last time. I think we had it figured right.
Yep.
Banner goes up, Gloria one last time. It's on the ring as well. Those are fun things to remember the journey and things like that. Done right, I think. Correct. I think it was played at the appropriate time last night. Okay, so let's get on to the guys on the ice. There was a hockey game last night.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people probably. How do I put this? Some people probably think, well, they get paid to play hockey. It shouldn't be that big a deal. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine all they did and then playing a hockey game. I mean, I'm not saying it was wrong. I think it was absolutely right. And I actually thought they'd come out a lot better than I thought they would.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the blue carpet, not red carpet treatment, and having the fans be a part of that, and then all the stuff that went on. And then I thought, I hadn't thought about it yet, but I watched them, you know, classy. The guys that weren't even in the lineup had their uniform on and skated out for the ceremony, which I thought was great. Then the banner, they do all the stuff. But when Petro picks the cup up, mm-hmm. and takes a lap around, and he and the assistant captains hold it and take it through a quadrant of the ice, basically, it hit me. The fans hadn't experienced the skating around. Is that common?
Well,
I don't know that that's ever been done before where they pick it up and skate it. Do they do that at home?
In Washington. I know they did that.
Okay.
I know Ovi did the same thing.
Okay.
So
okay.
They went on a parade, and I thought, you know, again.
Great. I don't have an issue with it.
Yeah. I think it's because they win it in game seven.
Sure.
And lost. And
sure.
So, you know, so now the fans actually get to see it come around and
which skate, was awesome.
Which
Jesus.
Is, yeah. It's just. Everything that was done is done, you know, and then they get the picture, and then the banner's going, you know, everything is
they're
done.
They're all got their arms around one another. I mean, it's, you know.
I would almost, and this is just me, but the way they did it, it's just too bad they had a fucking hockey game.
Yeah, that's what I was getting
you
at.
Know what I mean
I started to have some fun last night and send a few things out, but I thought I can't because people don't understand sarcasm, but it's almost like, I can't even talk about – I mean, we'll talk about the game. We're obviously going to do that when Ribs joins us here in a little bit. But I can't fault – like, I have problem finding fault with anybody playing in a game against probably a Stanley Cup contending team themselves in Washington who – it's the reverse effect. They're coming in here wanting to rain on our parade, and they're hungry because they didn't win the cup, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know – I'm just like, I can't find fault with one thing tonight. Now I can go through the what I saw, match it up with the box score. There's a couple of obvious things that we saw, but for me, it was all stuff I expected.
Yeah, but just be honest though. You know, the people that went to that game last night, and there was people. I'm sure there was parties before that were at the game. They couldn't give a fuck if they were playing the fucking Edmonton Oilers.
Yeah.
Gretzky was there. They don't care. The only thing that they really cared about the other team, and
right.
the only thing that might have brought some attention to it, you probably had one of the best goal scorers ever to play the game was playing in the other lineup. So
sure.
Ovechkin sit.
Sure.
And so he's
TJ OC came home. Kind of. Well, I mean, yeah, well, not coming home, but I mean, yeah, you know, it's always a big deal when he comes back. But the fans love him.
The TJ
right?
OC thing, though. But you see, when he went away and he'd won a fucking Stanley Cup, so it's you know,
sure.
So he'd already gone.
Sure.
So you know, this new age of fan that's coming up is. It's Ovechkin.
Sure.
And so if Ovechkin's not even playing, people don't even really give a fuck what's going on. So that's where I was going to the story was if you don't even have a game last night, if there's not a game last night and you went through that whole procedure that what was also going on, the fans would have been fucking happy with that.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Let's take it home.
Yeah, because all that can happen at the end of it, if the Blues don't come out and get going or, you know, they don't win the game, people are going to go, I don't really give a fuck. I was at there when the banner went up, and
right.
That's all I cared about last night. And so now there's a hockey game. So all that goes on to that is people can sit here and nitpick at that bullshit when I could only imagine sitting there going through what I lived probably 3 months ago, winning a Stanley Cup, going through all the shit to get parties and whatever.
And now we're going to do it again before the game.
Yeah, and we're going to sit there and worry about fucking a hockey game after I sit there and say goodbye to this thing that it took me so long to live to get to, you know?
So on that note, I guess, you know, the message here is pretty plain. I mean, we're going to give him a pass on the first game.
Sure. you're actually, if you're real honest, it's not in the first game. I was sitting there thinking, just when I was coming up here, Crones, when I was driving up here, I'm not even – the Blues, they went so long. I'm not even into fucking hockey yet, and I am with my kid because I have to be. But I'm not, you know, this time of year, if you're a sports fan, if you're a sports junkie, for example, you're in your fucking prime right now because you got baseball going on. So I'm still, I'll get really into the Blues again. I'll get rolling here once the season gets going, about 10 games in, because the Cardinals are going, and I'm not a huge, but I'm a sports fan.
Sure,
and I'm from St. Louis, and if it wasn't,
it's a great time to be a St. Louis sports fan.
And if it wasn't the Toronto Blue Jays going. you know, so the Cardinals are there. So, but I follow them. So I follow that. I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan. I follow the Cowboys right now. You got football going. You got everything going. The banner goes up, which was historic for the city of St. Louis. But hockey right now isn't on my radar. And
isn't that amazing?
I'm, you know, and there's a time for hockey. Once the baseball playoffs get out of the way, and if St. Louis,
you got a whole bunch of people just fell over.
Yeah,
whole bunch of people listening to you just fell over. A bunch of Blues fans going,
I
know what you mean.
You know what? If you look at this and look at the run so the Blues go on this run to do it. And what was part of that, though? You had Cardinals that were sitting up in the boxes. Yachty and these guys were enjoying that going. So now it's the time for the Blues to do the favor back, which they will do, I'm sure. They'll be there to watch this process play out, and hopefully the Cardinals go on and do what the Blues did.
It's amazing. My co-host on the Cardinal show, Benji Molina, and I was with Polo, his broadcast partner, who we saw in the box with Yachty, and I talked to Yachty or whatever. It's amazing how they want to talk about it. You know, how they wish they were here in town so they could have went. And it's just amazing, right? Like, I mean, obviously, they got things to do, too. But I assure you, if there was an off day and the Cardinals were in town or it was a day, whatever, they would have been there. That wasn't token. They love it.
As crazy as this, there's a period to every sentence. And this was the period because now the banner goes up. So I've lived it. That was my memory. Now we're on. And you'll always be able to say you were part of the the Blues when they won the Stanley Cup. So, but that was the period. That ended. So,
and you'll see the banner. Or not every time you go there. That's the great thing, right? Yeah. We're going to see it every time you go.
Correct. So,
you know, we've talked about a lot of great people involved in the Blues and how they've all hit a home run, and there's been some amazing things happen and great stuff. Fitting now is we, just to let you all know, we will have Rivs on his SynergyHockeySkills.com hotline. Will be joining us. He had to take a flight. I believe he's in Boston. Is he there for hockey?
Yeah.
His boys' hockey?
Yeah, their team's
there. So he's in Boston, and he's making his way. I believe he's working another assignment and will be with us here shortly. But until that time, we were talking about a lot of great people. And we're going to welcome in now somebody that you hear us talk about quite often. Well, you're going to hear us welcome in his daughter. And we talk a lot about Randy Green with Innovative Companies and InnovativeCompanies.com and their continued support of our show. You know, we can't do this show without that support. And, you know, it's one thing to hawk something, so to speak. It's another thing to really believe in who you're working with. And I've said on here numerous times, and the guys have been, I mean, Randy is a tremendous human being. And, you know, I don't know the first thing about construction. I don't know the first thing about heating and cooling. I don't know the first thing about electric, but he does. And he's a trustworthy man that deserves an opportunity, residential, commercial, industrial, doesn't matter. Well, he's doing some amazing things during this season. And, you know, his daughter, who he's talked about at length, being a big part of his company and getting it to where it needs to go. And they've rolled out some great things that they're doing, especially this time of year. And you know, she's a fan, and he's a fan just like anybody else. And I saw something new they were doing today, and I called her and said, hey, listen, we're going to have a few minutes as we're waiting on Rivs. I would love to get you in here to first find out her thoughts as a young fan and what it means to her, because like you brought up eloquently, some of these people have been waiting for this for a long time. Well, you know, she's a little bit younger than my crew, so I'm curious her thoughts. But then three, I just want to give her a voice because they are doing some amazing things, and it will touch a lot of people out there that might be listening to this show, or you may know somebody. So I definitely want to do that. But so let's welcome into the show a lady that I respect immensely and has earned that respect, especially from her own father, and that's from Innovative Company, Stephanie Green. Stephanie, welcome to our show. How are you today?
I am doing great. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing okay. We're just sitting here, you know, talking a little Blues hockey, and wanted to talk to you about a couple of cool things you got going on. But first, I got to ask you, I had asked Mr. Kimball here, and he's just a big softy. I know he looks imposing, but he's a big softy. But we were talking a little bit about the emotion that probably ran through a lot of different fans and people that have lived through numerous years of almosts and never wases. And, you know, it can become emotional. But there's a whole new section of fan base that's much younger than both of us, and we're not going to give away our ages, but I think we are kind of. But, you know, there's there's new fans that come around every day, and they, you know, and we would call them younger, but they also have been, however long they've been a fan, they've been living with this for, so for somebody from that younger generation, what was your thoughts watching the Blues last year as they went on this run?
Well, I watched every game.
I know you did, because I saw you on Facebook. You weren't messing around.
Yeah, and I just think it was just amazing to watch their progress as a team and, you know, the different players, and they just really had their coaching on point.
Yeah, I think we think sometimes that the younger crowd, they don't get it, and they're just watching the energy and things like that, but it's amazing. We give a lot of credit to St. Louis fans and for their knowledge, and, you know, you touched on the coaching thing, and, you know, talk about another guy that can be imposing, but watching him get emotional as well and about the things that go on. You know, so you take go ahead.
Yeah. It's just been amazing for St. Louis in general, and it's really boosted the Cardinals this year too.
Yeah, I think so. I think people, you know, it like I had mentioned to Mr. Kimball here a minute ago, it's a great time to be a St. Louis sports fan. And I'm sure, to be honest with you, that's the thing for me, for the quote unquote younger generation, is sometimes it feels like that's all they know. And you know, the Cardinals kind of were struggling for a while there. And I think that makes people unhappy when things aren't going well, because I've said we can get a little spoiled. So I ask you now, are you spoiled? Like, is it Stanley Cup or bust for you this year? Or are you kind of like, I can give them a pass?
No, I don't care what happens. That's my team.
That's your team. Well, you're a loyal fan. So last night, so they did win the cup. It was exciting. I saw, like I said, I sounds like I'm stalking her on Facebook, but you know, she was out having she was out having a good time. I saw her at a lot of this stuff, and you know, so you went to probably a lot of parties. We talked about the Blues had their share of parties. So last night rolls around, and here we are partying again. It's everybody and their brothers downtown for, you know, whether they're walking out on the blue carpet. But as a fan, and you saw the banner go up and saw all the players with arm in arm, you know, as a sports fan in St. Louis, what'd that mean to you?
Well, it's hard not to get emotional when you see everybody kind of gathered around and just embracing, you know, St. Louis as a whole. And it's about commitment to a team that, you know, has been fighting for this forever.
Literally.
So it was a pretty big moment.
Yeah, that's well put. I know, like, you know, you come from a family. I know you're obviously your brother is a really good baseball player, and he's played other sports and things like that. So you enjoy all kinds of sports. What is your favorite? I mean, has hockey won you over, or is it still baseball for you, or is there something that
you know, it's weird. It's different this time around, because I grew up watching, you know, baseball, hockey my whole life. And now I wasn't really ever a big football fan, but now I'm kind of been watching that a little bit. So I'm not sure what's going on with me.
I was going to say, I mean, you know, you got a little tomboy in you going there, but you come by it honestly. You come by it honestly, I'll tell you. You know, we talk a lot about your dad and what a great guy he is. And obviously I know your brother and have gotten to know you. You know, your dad, like me, has been around for a lot of lean years and a lot of years where things didn't end up. You know, how about the emotion for your dad? I mean, I don't know if you were around for any of those games with him. I know you were out and about, but, you know, these big softies, these big tough guys kind of get soft real quick when emotional things happen, don't they?
Oh, he definitely did. He was out of town, and he was so bummed that he couldn't be, you know, live watching it. And I remember calling, and we were talking on the phone, and he was just like, I can't believe it. He was really, really excited. I haven't heard it. He sounded like a little kid at Christmas opening up something that he really wanted.
Hey, Steph, there's always a reason why someone gets attracted to a sport, for whatever reason to be. Like, when I grew up in Canada, obviously hockey was our big gig, and you know, we only had like three channels on TV, and every Saturday night I get to watch Guy Lafleur, and that was my hero growing up. So, and then I would go out and play the sport and try to be like Guy Lafleur. And I know women's hockey's getting up, and I don't know if you've ever played and nothing, but what brought you to the sport of hockey, and whether it be the Blues or not, was there something, a moment that comes where you're sitting there and you're watching it with your dad or something, or, and something got on, or what brought you to the moment to be a big Blues
fan? Yeah, It was my dad. So he said, have you ever been to a Blues game? You know, because I come from a divorced family. And I said, no, I haven't. And he said, well, I'm going to take you to your first game. And so I still remember that. And I was very young.
And how,
I played the Capitals.
How long ago would that, how many years ago would that have been?
Ooh.
Man, you don't ever ask a lady. I know, I'm joking. I know where you're going. You want to know who was on the ice.
The reason I'm asking, though, is because...
Well, we'll just say this. Almost 2 decades ago.
Okay.
And the reason, we'll just leave it at that.
But I see, I shook your dad's hand, and so he's got a firm handshake in that, so I know what kind of hockey that he would like, and I know what era that I played in when there was a lot of fighting going on. So if you would have started out, was fighting bring you to it, or was Brett Hall scoring goals, or you know, or was it the loud noise in the rink, or you know what I mean?
To be honest with you, it had a lot to do with the fighting.
Yeah,
there you go.
Oh, boy. Perfect. I should have known where you were going with this.
She just walked. That was perfect.
She walked.
I talked
you
to
opened
her.
The door. She walked right in.
I talked to her before she came on the show, and I said, can you please do this and bring fighting men?
This guy, if you can't tell, Stephanie, is not real happy with the new NHL rules, like most in football. But no, but that's awesome for you to say. You walked right into that one, Stephanie. But now you've endeared yourself to the big softy here in the room. So, you know, and it talking about that, you know, he's talking about your dad, and then your dad has instilled values in you. And now your dad has given you a ton of credit for the direction that Innovative Companies has went. You guys are doing, some amazing things. And it's another reason I wanted to have you on was to give you a platform. The very first thing, I saw was that you guys are doing something for Thanksgiving. But you know, that's obviously a month away or more. So let's first talk about something new you've just rolled out with. You guys are, have a little salute going on to all first responders and military. I thought it was a great thing I saw on Facebook today. So why don't you tell our listeners about it?
So we are doing, we're just, you know, we have a lot of friends that are police, fire, EMS, military, you know, and we just all have a personal dealing with them. You know, I have a lot of friends that have served on the force. My uncle, for one, he's been a cop for like over 40 years. It's amazing. And I just see how hard these guys work and women, and they miss holidays with their family. They can't do certain things because duty calls. And I wanted to do something nice to give back to them. So right now, we're offering until January, but I'll probably just make this a permanent promotion. Any first responder or military receives 15% off on HVAC, electric, and plumbing services. They just have to produce a badge or any kind of documentation, and they're good to go.
That's amazing. I mean, what a salute. Oh, I mean, for sure. You know, I think, you know, nothing warms my heart more than when I see somebody, anybody, show respect for these guys that lay it on the line for us one way or another, or do for us without wanting any thanks in return. So what a nice gesture from you. And again, obviously, as you mentioned, it's close to you, right? But it's a great thing to do, and it does mean something to these people, I think, when people show their appreciation as well. I can't even imagine when you do something like this, the reception that you get.
Well, it really takes a special person to choose that profession. And a lot of people that I've spoken to, they said, well, I didn't choose the profession, it chose me, you know? And so I just really commend all of the wonderful men and women out there who are on it every day, saving lives, helping others. And this is kind of our way of giving back.
Well, I want to make sure I get it right before we move on to something else. First responders and military, all they have to do is get in touch with you guys. And when we say first responders, we're talking about police, firemen, paramedics, that sort of thing, correct? And then all the military branches,
yep.
Correct? All they need to do is contact you guys, talk to you guys about the work they need, produce their credentials, and they're going to receive 15% off any work they may need in those fields. What an amazing thing. You know,
any service.
Yeah.
Yep,
I can't say enough about that. But you're also, and then the community, the general community at large, there's a lot of people in need, a lot of great things going on, you know, from people that make it happen. And that's in your nature. You guys have decided to give away some turkeys to some people that might be struggling during Thanksgiving. How's that working?
So we're looking for... You know, I'm kind of looking for any kind of organization as well that somebody could refer us to, so we can do, you know, a private donation and just kind of drop them off. We don't have to be recognized for it. That's not why we're doing it.
I might have that covered for you, by the way. We can talk about it after the show.
Yeah, that'd be great because I want to drop off some turkeys.
Is that your home?
No, not my home. I'm not. Yeah.
Steph, follow that up because
he might want
food for himself. So be careful there.
No. We have a friend of the company that does this every year, and it gets bigger every year. They actually did something with Parkinson last year. Not in Granite.
Thank God, Ribs in here because Ribs would want it all. So
19-pound bird for Ribs. 19-pound bird for Ribs. But no, go ahead, Stephanie. So go ahead and finish.
So we're looking for that. And then as well as, you know, if somebody wants to nominate a family or they have a relative or somebody that they know is struggling, that speaks to us as well, because we are a small business. We're very family oriented and holidays are huge for my family, especially. And so I hate to hear about people who don't have family or have the means to provide Thanksgiving for their family. So that's another reason why it's big to us. Well, you know, we have huge Thanksgiving and everybody's there. And so, and there's enough food to feed an entire army. So that's what we would like to do, is just be able to provide some turkeys to those who simply just can't afford it.
Well, that's an amazing gesture, and it takes good people. It takes people with means. It takes a lot of different things. So, in the end, we're proud to be associated with you and your father. You guys do a tremendous job. I'm excited. You know, it was nice to hear, you know, your general thoughts overall, but, you know, as I mentioned before, we couldn't do this show without you guys and your continued support. And as I've mentioned, it's innovatedcompanies.com. You guys do residential, commercial, industrial work. You've got heating and cooling. You've got the electric team. And as always, your construction team is fired up and ready to go. Knowing your dad, it's a handshake and a look in the eye, and it's getting done. But you have to know who you're working with. And for us and these guys, you know, these guys have played the game at a high level and have worked with a ton of people. So for them to be associated with the right people means everything to them. So you and your family are the kind of people we want to associate with. So thank you for spending time with us today. And we're going to encourage everybody to go to innovativecompanies.com and give them an opportunity for your work. But more importantly, I hope people listen back to this. And if you know somebody that can either benefit from the offer for the first responders and military, or somebody that needs help this Thanksgiving, reach out to us and we'll help. Stephanie, thank you so much for joining us, and I look forward to chatting with you soon.
All right, guys, you enjoy the rest of your day, and I will talk to you later.
Thanks, Steph.
That is Stephanie Green with InnovativeCompanies.com. You can hear it in her voice. You can hear who she is as a person. And to be quite honest with you guys, I think you kind of get now why it's important for us to make sure that we're promoting Randy and his company and his family, really, for who they are, because it means something to all of us. So great stuff. Great question, by the way, Kimby. Way to walk her right through the door.
Perfect. Bro. Perfect.
All right. Well, that music right there tells you who's ready to rock and roll. I don't know. Are we ready for this? I mean, I know the head continues to grow as far as you're concerned, but let's, on his own text line, synergyhockeyskills.line, text or call, let's welcome in everybody's favorite, Jamie Rivers. What do you say, Mr. Rivers?
Hello, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
Glad you could fit us in your schedule. You jet flying, limousine riding, son of a gun, right? Kiss stealing.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah, more like maybe rusty old taxi cab. That's about it. Not jet flying anywhere.
You know what's funny, Rivs? We were just talking to Steph about what her and her dad are doing and giving away turkeys and this for Thanksgiving. And all of a sudden, you called. And I said to Crohn's, I said, free food. And that bugger's calling. He's across the country. And he'll call in for free damn food, won't he?
Yeah.
Jesus.
I thought you meant free turkey. Turkey,
Kimball. Oh, my Lord. Yeah. You see how we timed that up. We went ahead and talked to Stephanie Green from Innovative Companies before you were here so that you couldn't give him your address to send one of them turkeys over. 19-pound bird makes its way to Rivers.
I told Steph, I said, if there's a guy calling up with a mysterious voice, it's probably a rib, so be careful.
I put the cloth over the phone. It usually works.
I'd like a turkey.
That's better than when
now
you have the
my wife.
Hey, it's better than when you have it in the gas in the cloth and you're doing it. I don't know that.
Well, actually, that way might be better.
Hey, Rose, I got to ask you. I mean, you're a big celebrity. Not that you weren't a celebrity before. You're an even bigger celebrity now. I know Darren's really worried about your head size growing.
Yeah, and to get on the plane, yeah.
Yeah, and
is he worried that I'm going to challenge for the
I think he is.
They say that you had to go on the jumbo plane this time.
But I got to ask you, so, you know, I like to check in and hear what you got going on during the day. You do a great job. I've told you, I think you're doing an unbelievable job during the day. Fans are loving you, but it's like turning on yesterday towards the end and you're mysteriously gone. And I hear Stalter say, well, he just left. He couldn't take it anymore. We had all these guys rolling through here and he goes, I think he's in a locker room getting dressed because he wanted to play. So you had a lot going on yesterday, obviously, and you know, I'm sure those juices get rolling. How'd the day go for you yesterday?
It was crazy, man. Seriously, you know, we with the partnership now with 101 and the Blues, we're down there for every practice, and then now with games starting, yesterday being the first one, we're down there broadcasting from the Enterprise Center, and you know, you're right in the pit down below, and there's guys walking by, media members, team members, players. It does get the juices flowing. It was exciting. It was awesome. We got a chance to talk to a lot of people yesterday. A lot of people certainly, you know, excited about last night and the banner raising and the big party really to follow. So it was a great day. It was a lot of running around, a lot of things to do, but I tell you what, it felt like it went by really fast, and then when everything was said and done, it kind of crashed at the end of the night, and I was like, "Oh my God, I got nothing left in me." So it was a fun night, and you know, a couple of cold beers too probably added to that crashing at the end, Kimby.
You know, got Kimby's thoughts, you know, on you know what went through his mind there as he watched some of the events unfold last night. I mean, we're talking about before the game even started. You know, a lot of emotion. I told him I was very surprised at a lot of the emotion that I saw on social media from people. I guess I was and I wasn't. And I thought Kimby put it very eloquently. Some of these people have been dealing with this since day one. And, you know, it does get emotional. But as the player in you, you wear many hats. You're a fan. You're an analyst. You got to talk about them, both good and bad sometimes. And, you know, you're friends with a lot of these guys. And, you've skated with some of them, helping them. You've done numerous things. What's the emotion like for you?
Look, it's exciting, right? Like the whole thing, you try to absorb it all. They've got the blue carpet where they had the players come out, and it looked like it almost looked like a miniature version of the parade. There's so many people that were down there and ready to just catch a glimpse of the players as they head in for the home opener. You know, then certainly the energy in the building was off the charts. The great job by the Blues staff to put on what I thought was tasteful banner raising. You know, sometimes these things can drag on and some teams try to go way over the top. And I think the Blues did a great job of, you know, letting the moment kind of speak for itself. And I really liked, and I don't know, Kimby, I'll ask you this too, but I really personally liked that Alex Pietrangelo came out with the Stanley Cup and skated around with it, and the whole team kind of followed. The captains all held it over their head. And I kind of was wondering, like, why the heck are they doing that, you know? Mm-hmm. And then I was informed that, look, the Blues won the Cup on the road, and the St. Louis fans didn't get a chance to see their team skate around with the Cup live and in person. Mm-hmm. And so they opted to add that to the opening ceremony. And Kimby, I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, and when we were talking earlier too, when I was talking to Crohn's Ribs, this is me, I said, if last night, I wish they would almost say, fuck the hockey game. I know they got to do it because they got to bring the fans in and they want to do it. And like no one even cared that Washington was there. Maybe some OV fans were there to watch him because he's one of the best players to play the game. But I wish, like, even when the rings were presented, I know they were presented privately to the players. I just wish that would all come together at one time. And maybe people don't buy into that shit. Just the locals are going to buy into that. But it would. Just how they brought it to the fans and how the fans have been a part of this whole thing when the Blues started this journey, you know, and to see that and the emotion that the fans are going to go through, I just wish that was all there in the game would have been, because some naysayers come in after and say, well, the Blues didn't win, and you know that shit's going to happen, and I don't really care. If I was on the ice, I wouldn't even give a shit. I would have left the rink probably after all that emotion that I went through and the fun that you've relived in that last 3 months, you know. So I like how it was done, don't get me wrong, but I just wish there was no game and the fans could just, the players could sort of mingle down and the fans could even get closer to the process, you know?
Yeah, well, look, I don't disagree, and I actually brought that up. to a couple people within the Blues organization and some random people around the NHL, just shooting the breeze. And, you know, everybody agreed that would be a phenomenal way to do it, is to have like a fans night where you certainly don't charge ticket prices, but you do charge something and people get in there. And as the players are announced, like they are at the start of the game, they skate over and get their ring. Mm-hmm. And they get a chance to put the ring on and they do everything. But you know what, Kimby? The number one thing that was put back at me, and after it was said to me once, obviously clicked in, is the word revenue.
Yeah, exactly. No, for sure.
You
for
know,
sure.
Like, that's a huge moment for the NHL, the St. Louis Blues, Washington Capitals, even yeah. at that point, because it's the biggest game to be launched of the night for the new season. And so I understand both sides of it. It is hard. Mm-hmm. And look, usually you don't have a full team minus one player that is there for the opening ceremony. Usually anytime you've seen that before, you know, you've got 15 guys, maybe 11 guys, and the other guys are over on the bench, the guys who weren't part of the winning team. Well, last night, you know, except for Justin Falk, every other guy is standing there arm in arm watching the banner being raised and the place is singing Gloria. So I was pleasantly surprised at how fast the Blues came out and how they got after it. And I think they kind of hit a wall going into the second period, because it looked like they were, you know, they were battling uphill for most of that second.
Yeah, that game there, though, and you know this as well as I do, that game's going any fucking which way but loose. You don't know if you're going to win 10-1 or you're going to lose 10-1. It's just, that's, the players are going there and there's a, they're putting a period on captivating a Stanley Cup, a dream that they've lived for 20 some years, 30 years, some of them, but this is the end statement. The banner goes up. We got the rings. The fans are finally getting to see this thing. And that's all you're really caring about at that point in time. I know there's a hockey game. I couldn't care less about what they would have done last night. It didn't mean nothing to me, but they get a point out of it. So good. They get to move on. And now that's done with, and they get to ride into the season now and see what the hell they got.
Yeah. Well, you know, and one thing too, that I'm sure everybody does remember, but just in case they don't, is the Washington Capitals went through this just two seasons ago.
Yep.
Right. And yep. So they're used to all this crap, and you know, they're sitting in the locker room going, we know how these guys feel right now. We know how this game's going to roll. And you have to think that would have been a little bit of an advantage for them, too.
Yeah, I watched a thing on the network I was watching, and they're talking to Reardon and them guys that were the coach and the goaltender, Hopi, and then they're saying, you know, if we, you know, just take care of our own end, just get the puck and do the little things right, those guys are riding on all the emotions. So we got, you know, they're the ones that got to put the show on right now. We just got to try to glide through this and, you know, do the little things right, and things probably will work out in our favor. And they did.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, you guys have touched on it a little bit, and I know, like Kimby said, it was tough to even think about the fact that they had a game. I'm sure they'll take the trade, but there was a game played, and you know, I thought they came out really, really well, and I don't know. I mean, you can't even really judge anything for after today, but is it more than just today? Do you guys anticipate there being a little bit of a lull at the beginning of the season and get so they can get their feet underneath them and kind of distance themselves from this? Or are you guys expecting, you know, hey, you know what, the game's over. Next game, I expect this thing to just move on.
Yeah, you know, look, based on what this team has done and the way they've thought since, you know, Craig Berube has taken over, I think this is in the rearview mirror. I really do. I think that the players probably tried their hardest last night to do that, much like they did through all their adversity last year and then even through the San Jose series where we had the overtime hand pass and all that bullshit. I think the players last night was probably their toughest time ever to try and park it, so to say. But, you know, I think now that the first game is gone and the banner's up and now, like, this is the real deal, and Chiefs probably tearing into a few of them today for lack of puck support, lack of puck protection, you know, not having clean exits. All of a sudden it gets real pretty fast for you. So I think all that stuff's behind them now.
I think going, Ribs, when I was I told Cromer earlier, I said, I really, you know, if it wasn't for the Stanley Cup being in the building and the banner being raised and all the history, you know, with Plager and all this stuff, I'm not even into hockey season yet. You know, we just finished it just feels like yesterday they won the Stanley Cup. So you're going through it, you know, for about another 10 games, because the Cardinals are in the playoffs right now. That, you know, if you're a sports junkie in this at all, you got baseball, you got football, you got hockey. Everything's starting up right now. This is the busiest time in the sports world, and so I'm not even there yet to focus, because I got a lot of questions, you know, with the Blues, and I'm not going to be that asshole that's going to jump on them and say, why did they do this, why did they do that, and why, you know, I know it's there. I have the one question about Koss, and that's I know I was listening to you on your show and you guys talking about it. I get it. I don't like the scenario, but I get it. But there's a lot of questions I think are, when we get on our next show here, I would like to really get after, because there's some question marks that I got about him, but you can't be an asshole and jump on it just yet, you know.
He's trying. He's trying.
No, I don't.
He's trying.
I must have had a religious moment on the way up, because I just bugs my ass something. Yeah.
Well, okay, so look, let's be fair to the listeners now, okay? You just sort of, walking by, you just dropped Clem Costin out of your pocket.
I dropped bait. Yeah.
He came here with a motive.
Yeah, he threw a little chum in the water. So, no, look, Jimmy, you're not wrong. Nobody's wrong in this situation, okay? Time alone will tell who's right, wrong. And, you know, like you said, the other day I was on our show, and I just said, you look at some of the guys who've been drafted in the first round that have been accelerated through the process. And guess what? Those guys are back down in the minors after two NHL years. Curtis Lazar is out of the league after four NHL years because Ottawa wasn't patient with him. Tage Thompson, let's be honest, the Blues were not patient with him right away. He played too much too soon. And now he's found his way back to the minors in his third year of pro hockey. So it's you know, one step forward, two steps back, literally. And I don't think Clem Costin at 20 years old, I don't think it's that big a deal. You know, Ottawa, Kimby, is doing a lot of the same with Logan Brown.
Yeah.
Talked about him the other day, too. Jeff Brown's son, a local St. Louis product, 6'6" centerman with all the skill in the world. And Ottawa's slow playing him as well, too. And I think that in this day and age, and you know this, Kimby, guys back in our day, I mean, you had to earn your way up. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, in the early 2000s, it seemed like, okay, we're just going to speed these kids along now and get them into the fire as quick as possible. And I think enough teams have been bit by that they're kind of, at least the smart ones, are taking a step back now and letting these kids continue to develop. And let's be honest, Clem Costin is a can't-miss NHL player. It's just, what level do you want him at? Do you want him as a third or fourth liner? Or do you want him as a first or second liner? And the big thing for me, Kimby, is he hasn't even dominated in the American League yet. He's mm-hmm. had 24 and 26 points. Like, you know better than that. Like, come on. A kid like that, if he's going to come up and be an impact player, you want him in the 40 to 50-point range minimum at that level, showing the whole world that he doesn't belong there. So I'm okay with them slow playing him right now based on the fact that they don't need him. And I say that in the quotation mark. They don't need him at this moment because of the guys they currently have. So I don't know. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, no, and I'm that's where I said I get it. And that's the part I get. The part where I always struggled with it, even when I was playing and coming up, it, you know, if you're on a two-way contract, if you're on a contract at all going into camp, what a fucking huge difference that made. And, you know, the reading of your contract, you got Seattle coming in, you know, do you sit a kid down and, you know, take a year away from, even though he was probably, you know, I know the vets didn't play a heck of a lot because they're on a short summer break and that, but the kid's pretty well your best kid in camp. So I always have been a firm believer. I'm old school and you are too, Rivs, and you understand that if you're going to be one of the best coming out of the camp, then you should have a foot in the door going into the end of the season. And but you know, when you get into the manager's say, and I'm not saying they did this on purpose or nothing like that at all, but I know if you were on a two-way contract back in my day and you could go out and beat the shit out of a guy, if I was trying to play a role and he was on a one-way contract, he was going to get the job no matter what. If you were I had a guy, a friend of mine, who showed up in camp and he was a 70 goal scorer in junior. He shows up at camp, he's leading the camp through training camp, and he's the first guy gone because he has no contract. He's a free agent. They're filling in a spot. And it's just the tricks of the trade that you've lived through and I've lived through, and that's where I fight it the most. That's all.
Yeah, no, look, I get it. And you know what? Is Clem Costin a bit of a victim of the circumstances here? Yeah, for sure. And, you know, look, Blues don't have to put him through waivers to go to the minors. So that's almost a decision maker right there. Anybody else, Robbie Fabry, Zach Sanford, anybody who he may have outplayed, you know, they have to clear waivers. And if they get picked up, then they lose a player for nothing. And Clint Costin, because he's on that entry-level contract, because he's 20 years old, he doesn't have to clear waivers. So they can, like I said, they can slow play him a little bit here. And you know what, Kimby, we may see him, you know, 10 games from now back in St. Louis, and things may iron themselves out. Maybe then they've had enough of an audition from Robbie Fabry, or they haven't found a spot for Zach Sanford, or, you know, any of those guys. I mean, I'm just plucking those names, but, you know, and so for the time being, it's probably strategic.
And you know what? I've always, even when I got to the, when I was in the NHL and when I was out of it, and how the Montreal Canadiens used to do it, and you know, you can go back and look at the history of it. You know, they, the Patrick Waugh's in them, they had to go down to the minors. They had to understand, and there was an old saying back in the day, and you know, unless you're a Guy Lafleur or something, but you would have to earn your stripes to get to the big times, and then that's, you know, you paid your price to get there, and I'm all about that, and I, you know, just because then it didn't want you to ride that bus. You know, there was reasons why you wanted to play, not only for the love of the game, but there was a paycheck to, you know, back in the day when you weren't making as much money, it was that important to you. And I just, when people are capable of filling a spot, I always get a little sympathy towards it, because I lived it, and it's just, you know, you're always fighting the thing. You're worried about playing hockey, but you also got to be worried about what your fucking contract's saying, what a roster spot is, and everything. It's a big thing that I don't think a lot of fans understand.
No, you're right. It is a bit of the ugly side of the business, and whether you're the best player on the ice or not, it doesn't matter. You're going down.
Yeah.
Well, that's the business side. The Blues will be in the business this year of defending a Stanley Cup. We've talked a little bit about it in the past. We talked a little, very little, because it hadn't happened before to the Blues. But I believe, if I'm not correct, you guys, I mean, Rivs, you would probably know, especially more than any of us. I believe, is it the Pittsburgh Penguins, since the salary cap's been implemented, are the only team to repeat? It's a tall task.
Yeah.
Tall task.
Yeah. They're the only ones to go back-to-back, and even when they went back-to-back, almost half their roster was a bunch of new guys for the following year.
Uphill climb, then, so to speak.
Yeah, I guess so.
But where Chrome's is going, though, there's a lot of questions to answer on this. You don't know where – we don't know what Binnington's going to do this year. You know, he was a you hope he wasn't a flash – and I'm not saying he was. I'm just saying the skeptics out there are going to say, was he the flash in the pan? Is he going to be able to continue down that process? That'll always be a question for me right now, because
– looked pretty good last night.
Basically – I know. But basically –
I know, I'm just kidding.
When he comes in, though, the turnaround of the season is when – you know, Chief comes in, Binnington comes in, and someone goes and puts a quarter in the fucking jukebox. That's basically what happens, and that's how the season turned around. So they gotta fucking get on the road, put a quarter in the jukebox, find a new song. Hopefully it's country this time, and
Oh boy. We
roll down that road.
I don't know if I've ever heard it described so perfectly.
Oh no,
we might have to get T-shirts made.
I think we should. I think that's a great T-shirt idea. I think it is. Put a quarter in a fucking jukebox and let's go.
Yeah, put a quarter in the jukebox.
Oh, but, my
you
Lord.
Know what? Here's the struggle I see for Jordan Binnington is everybody is wondering, ooh, was that, you know, a flash in the pan? Was that a one-hit wonder last year? Does he have what it takes? And so this season is going to probably be even mentally harder on Jordan Binnington than ever, because every time he's going to be the victim of people going, see, I told you, he's not the same guy as last year. And no matter how good the goal is that goes in, every time one goes in, because everyone's expecting Superman in between the pipes, you know, and I don't know if Jordan Binnington gives a shit or not, but, you know, he is human. I think so. I mean, I did see him bleed one time and the blood was red. So I think he's human. And if that's the case, like, it's hard to fucking stay dialed in all the time and not sit there and be like, shit, that was a bad goal. I wonder if they think I suck. I mean, I know it sounds crazy, but Kimby, you've been there. I've been there where you literally hyper-focus. around the room, you're like, oh, does that guy think I suck now?
Yeah.
And it's dramatic, but it's true.
I'll tell you, the way I look at it is with Binnington, the best thing that he's got going for him is Blues fans basically don't know who the backup is because they don't. And I love Jake, and I have always been a supporter of Jake. The Blues fans are going to say it's either Binnington or where are you going to go now? Who's next? And they're going to say, well, there's Jake sitting on the – people don't want to go back to that story. And I'm not trying to be an asshole by saying that. I'm just – that's just reality. You know, Binnington took him to the promised land. Jake fought it, as many – some other goalies before him fought it. But at least, he's got that in his backyard. He's got some salvation for a while in that one.
Oh, yeah. Well, look, there's no doubt he's got the street cred to earn himself – some time here, right? Like, fuck, the guy comes in and rattles off victories like it's all he's ever done in his life. So, look, he definitely has a cushion. And I'm not even saying so much from the fans or the media. I think the fans and the media will probably forever in St. Louis, no matter what Jordan Binnington does, probably err on the side of, thinking he's still amazing, no matter what. I just think personally, as an athlete, and as a competitive guy, there's a lot that's going on in his life. He's a Stanley Cup champion. He's got a big contract now, making, $9 million over the next 2 years. He's never even seen that printed out on a piece of paper before, let alone taking that piece of paper to the bank and put it in. And all eyeballs are on him now, too. So, I don't know. I don't worry about him because I think he really is legit. I just say that he's human, and let's hope that he continues to keep kicking pucks out and shit doesn't get in his head,
Well, it's a, a lot of times you say it's a long off season. I mean, it wasn't. It was very short. Seems like it just happened yesterday. I'm sure the players are probably feeling that a little bit too. Is that something that they're going to have to monitor, especially early? Do you see them taking into account that these guys, because, what do you always hear? You always hear that, right? Like, well, it was a short off season. There was so much going on. They didn't get the rest. They played extra games. Is there a way to combat that in your opinion so that the on-ice stuff kind of takes care of itself maybe without fatigue?
Well, look, Doug Armstrong has set this team up with tremendous depth, okay? You'd be hard-pressed to find a deeper team in the NHL right now. The Blues are top to bottom. I mean, shit, they've got Zach Sanford and Mackenzie McEachern's healthy scratches. Carl Gunnarsson was a healthy scratch. Just deep, deep, deep. Now, that being said, I think Craig Berube's going to say, fuck that. Back to business, boys. I don't give a shit what you think. I don't care if you're tired. Get your shit on and get out there and let's go. Let's battle through it. And it's not that he's being mean or being too tough on them. That's what you have to do. You have to have somebody that pushes you back into the fire and makes you forget about what has happened before, make you forget about that you're tired. And look, these guys didn't win a Stanley Cup last year because they're mentally weak or they don't want it bad enough. So this is the same group, guys. We'll always do the, okay, with one exception. Okay, fine. With one exception, they don't have Pat Maroon, and now I guess two, they've added Justin Falk. But you're going to push those guys. And Chief, if I know anything about him, and you two too, Kimby, he's going to push these guys at practice. He's not going to lay off the gas and feel sorry for them or, oh, maybe they're a little tired. It's going to be quite the opposite. It's going to be like, look, I really don't give a shit. I need more out of you.
I think that's the way the game's set up now, though, anyway, isn't it, Riz? Don't they really – they like to have their players, the schedule sort of, I know it gets ramped up a little bit, but sometimes they get a lot more time, and I'm not saying this in an asshole way, they get time, get more time off, you know what I mean? There's more day down where they'll get their breath back and they can go play.
Yeah, well, it's mandatory 1 day off a week.
Yeah, so.
So they do get some time, but they also, in fairness to today's player, they also train all through the year.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah. We used to put the workout clothes away sometimes after the fitness testing and training camp.
Oh, you had one of those? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
told everybody at the beginning of the show that not only am I the only person in St. Louis that hasn't had my picture taken with the cup, I'm the only person I think that doesn't have a picture with Brutthole's ring on my finger. He's been more than generous going around town and letting people try on his ring. He was low key last night. For everybody was tweeting out like, "Hey, Brutthole's here. He's not." I think everybody was expecting a repeat of We Went Blues.
Well, one thing, they didn't give him the microphone. If they had given him the microphone, I guarantee we would have had something fantastic again. But look, Ollie was, look, he's happy. You know, it means a lot to guys like that. And Bobby Plager, I mean, just the amount of guys that are still around that have been a part of the team, it means a lot to them. And I think Holly's smart enough individual, in fact, I know he is, that last night was about, you know, the St. Louis Blues team that won the cup. It wasn't about Brutthole. It wasn't about Bobby Plager. Even though, in the roots of it, you're like, oh, that's a great night for them. But last night, the celebration was about the team that won the cup. So I thought it was perfect that Brett was there. I thought it was perfect he had his ring being paraded around town and everybody and their uncle were trying it on and looking at it. And, you know, after that, not heard or seen of pretty much for the rest of the night.
So, Rivs, there's one thing I know. The only thing that disappointed me about this, and I know you're in the same category as me, and I promise you, you'll understand exactly when I say this, but when they give out the rings to the guys, they also give out a pendant to their wives or whoever was a part of the process. And I would, if I was there, that probably would have made me pissed because I would have said, Mr. Stillman, you could have given me that, and I could have given that out as a Christmas present, or that would have saved me a lot of money on that side. Don't you agree? And I know you're thinking the same damn thing.
Could have given me anything. Oh, Jesus, give me. You're a funny bastard.
Oh, boy. Well, listen, I know you're down there with some kids or young men getting ready to get some hockey on, and I know you're busy and have a lot going on, but we want to thank you for joining us on your own SynergyHockeySkills.com hotline. So before you go, that's got to be ramped up and running hot and heavy with the season underway. What do you got going over there?
Yeah, it's been it's been a little crazy since the Stanley Cup fever has hit town. And it's really crazy now that we have a couple of new rinks that are open. One in Chesterfield, the Maryville Hockey. And practicing out of. There's a lot of extra sheets of ice available, which means there's more time for Synergy Hockey training out there. We've got more accessibility to better time. So get on the website, SynergyHockeySkills.com. Click under small group training, and there is a plethora of options for you if you're looking to get your skills tidied up just a little bit and keep going through the season.
Well, great stuff, man. You get back to what you're doing there, and we will reconvene next week. Sound good, my friend?
All right, boys. Thanks a lot.
Have a good weekend.
The one, the only, the great Jamie Rivers. And I know that just drives you nuts when I call him the one, the only, the great. No, I'm just kidding.
I'll tell you what. He's got to be he's got to be pretty well the new media darling in St. Louis right now. And I'll tell you what, he's got the right gig, because if you got to talk for 4 hours, Rivers can talk for four fucking hours. I sit on there and listen to him. At work, I'll get a break once in a while, and I'll turn it on and see what's going on, what he's talking about. And, the man does a fabulous job. He was great on Fox Sports last year when the Blues were going down this thing. So he's in the right spot. And he's got a plethora of knowledge.
Well, I mentioned when he was basically, telling me kind of what was going on, and he told me kind of what he thought was going to happen. I just remember thinking to myself, 4 hours is a long time. Like, I know enough about this business to just be dangerous, let's be honest. And when he told me that, I thought, man, you're going to do a great job, right? But 4 hours, and then you're right. Then it hit me that if anybody can talk for 4 hours about nothing, it's Jamie Rivers.
But I usually would say, and I might get bad vibes on this one, but women. Women can talk for 4 hours.
You are treading thin. Come on.
Mr. Rivers, I'll tell you, he can go for 4 hours. That's pretty good.
You're a good man. Well, he likes to share his opinion. Another friend of ours that likes to share his opinion is Dennis Minner he just does an awesome job relaying the passion of the fans and his own opinions and things like that. And we kind of have a lot of fun with Dennis, but he's a fan through and through. And last night had to be an emotional, religious type experience for him as well. And we were all familiar with Mentor Arena. And we thank Adam Smokehouse for coming back this year and being a sponsor of the Mentor Arena segment. Best barbecue in St. Louis, in my opinion, located on Watson Road, open till 7, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, box lunch orders. Don't forget the catering service. And of course, when you go in, don't forget to order the ribs. Just don't send me the bill. Push it off to your friend next to you. And, you know, the Kimby, where maybe we could call the Kimby the Dine and Dash. Maybe Mike wouldn't like that.
No, that's
Mike
ribs.
Wouldn't like that.
Dine and Dash.
We won't do that. But let's hear from Dennis Minner on his experience, and we'll let him take it away.
Hey, what's going on, guys? This is Dennis Minner live from Minner Arena. Give me a follow on Twitter at Minner Arena and see what is going on down there. And hey, we're brought to you by the one and only Adam Smokehouse, the best barbecue in all of St. Louis, hands down. You've got to go try them out. And do you realize they're only 6 miles away from the Enterprise Center? So go grab you a bite to eat before the games. And if you show them that you went to the game, show them ticket stub, they're going to give you off a little something special off of your bill. So, man, that's worth it right there. But, man, go check it out and pour some cranberry cayenne pepper sauce on some ribs and smoke wings. Man, I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. But, hey, you know what? Let's talk about last night, because last night, you know, like a lot of you, I witnessed something that, man, I never thought I would get to see. How do I even say this? You know, I've not waited as long as some of you. I know a lot of you listeners have been fans a lot longer than me. I started late, guys. I didn't get into Blues hockey until 1995. That was my first game. So just going, you know, the 24 years that I had to wait seems like forever. And I know some of you guys have waited a lot longer than that. But, guys, watching the team last night skate around holding that cup up was absolutely chilling. And I think what was so cool, and I heard Kerber and some of the guys talking about it last night on 101 ESPN, you know what? There were no fireworks. There were no, you know, sparklers. It was just a single spotlight shining down on the players as they skated around holding that cup, and just the crowd going absolutely insane. You know, it was then all of a sudden the cup was placed on the table. They put their arms around each other. The banner began to raise, and man, I don't know that there was a dry eye in the arena. Man, I teared up, had the goosebumps, had everything. I'm still, man, just kind of giddy from it. I smiled, I sang, I had tears. You know, we all got to sing Gloria one more time, and how perfectly fitting was that? I cheered, and here we are, man. We are the reigning Stanley Cup champions. And watching the game, man, that puck dropped, and I know there was some pressure that was placed on these guys. But, man, they played like the playoff team that we just saw a couple months ago. You know, all of a sudden, Blaze scores, you know, super quick into it. Then Petro on a power play goal, the whole reason we got Falk with that assist. And then all of a sudden, one of the worst penalties I've seen. Good grief, that tripping call was absolutely ridiculous. But then all of a sudden, we know it's 2-2, a coin toss in OT. And then I make the mistake of going on to Twitter, and there it was, the meltdown of meltdowns from fans. And I, you know, what was funny is I saw people out to say it's the bandwagon fans that are breaking down. No, man, it was the same fans I see gripe all the time. And I think this, just me personally, I think the players are probably glad that last night's game is over with. The pomp and circumstances of us having the cup, winning the cup, are over. Now they can focus on just playing hockey. But you know what? I'm going to give a shout out to the fan of the game, the voice of reason, my buddy
Patrick J. Devine. That's at Patrick J. Devine, P-A-T-R-I-C-K-J-D-E-V-I-N-E. Man, he summed it up right here. They came out fast like the Blues from the playoffs. A quick goal from Petro was terrific. A couple shots on Benner. One from Ovi where he was screened. And then a power play goal that was deflected and he had no chance. OT was anyone's game, and it really was a solid game from them. And guys, I'm telling you right now, I think we'll see a different team come out Saturday. They're going to tweak a few things. That was the first time we've had all of those guys play together. And guys, we got to watch a banner we raised last night, and that banner will be there forever. As long as that building's there, as long as the Blues are there, man, we're going to have that banner. And what an amazing game. Hey, again, we're brought to you by Adam's Smokehouse. Please go check them out. Make sure and tell Mike you came in, and tell him Minner Arena said hi and Minner Arena sent you. And guys, until next week, as the reigning Stanley Cup champions, let's go Blues.
Good stuff. Enjoy having Dennis with his segment each week. And special thanks one more time to Adam Smokehouse for their continued support. I can't say enough about our good friends in Nelson family, NelsonLandServices.com, 5-star locally rated company with reasonable prices. Right here, located in St. Louis, they also do a tremendous amount of work down at the Lake of the Ozarks, but you guys can check them out at NelsonLandServices.com. Great work, great people, hockey family that really supports this show because you know they want people to know about us. We want people to know about them, and their support in the amateur community is huge. Or you know, Coach Henson not with us this week. You know, he's involved with the family from a hockey sense of their son plays hockey for him in college, and he can't say enough things about what a great family, a great kid it is, and the work ethic is second to none. So if you have some work that needs done, we're going to encourage you to check them out. That's NelsonLandServices.com. Can't thank our friends at Innovative Companies. Thank you, Stephanie Green, for joining us. It means a lot to us. InnovativeCompanies.com. Residential, commercial, industrial, doesn't matter. That's the name you should know and trust. Heating and cooling, electric company, and of course, construction company. Randy Green, 35 years experience, second generation craftsman, and more importantly, man of his word. Great stuff as always, Kimby. Enjoyed having you in the studio, and hopefully we can keep a somewhat normal schedule throughout this year. You know, it's hard juggling you two, but it's not you right now. You're the easy one right now.
Yeah, one's a real working man, and one's I was going to
flapping his gums. I know how you feel about it.
What's that? What do they call? I was wondering if I was going to ask him. Is he fake news or is he?
Let's not get political on here.
No, that's not political.
I know. I don't want any references. Let's keep it light and clean.
We'll go back. The one guy's a working man.
We'll just go with that one. But good stuff from everybody involved. Can't say enough about all the great people that helped make this show go. Check us out, bluesnhlpodcast.com. Subscribe to the show there. It's free. Find us on Twitter at STL Blues Podcast. We'd love for you to follow us. Of course, on Facebook, always pushing Blues NHL Podcast. Like our page, click invite your friends. When you see the pinned post, it's the show. If you guys would like it, comment on it and share it. It would mean a lot to us. You can find us on Instagram as well, Blues NHL Podcast Show. And of course, as part of lineupmediagroup.fm, home of Yo Radio, the streaming platform you guys can download for free on your mobile device. For all of us here at Blues NHL Podcast, let's go Blues!
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.